very high expectation of what I've always thought this franchise is, and that was the best franchise in sports.
In the moments where we are down, as players, we got to execute. Every day, I'm so fortunate to be a part of this team.
This is 49ers Plus Minus.
Hey, everybody. Tim Calabari here with my co-host, Matt Barros. 49ers Plus Minus. We're recording this on Thursday evening on a very interesting, dramatic, but not really certain day at 49ers HQ. I just kind of wandered over there because I hadn't been there for a while. It got pretty dramatic. Barros, Brock Purdy status. He throws a couple balls early in practice, not in a drill, then takes a long walk, and I kind of lost sight of him, and then he's going into the train, into the weight room. What is going on there? What do you know, and what do you suspect will happen Sunday?
I don't know what's going to happen Sunday. Obviously, that shoulder injury is probably a little bit more serious than what we thought coming out of the game. Purdy didn't mention it at all after the loss to the Seahawks, and Kyle Shanahan only brought it up on Monday. But he didn't throw the ball at all on Wednesday. And then today, Thursday, very minimal throwing at the very beginning. They were short throws. He actually seemed to be kind of off by himself, not with the main quarterback group at that point. And then, like you said, he sort of just disappeared and was gone. And then the other part of the equation is that he usually talks to us. The starting quarterback has to talk to the media per NFL rules. And for the 49ers, that happens after practice on Thursday. Well, no Brock Purdy today, which sort of underscores the uncertainty about who actually is going to be the quarterback. The other thing that happens on Thursday is that Kyle Shanahan doesn't talk to us, but he does talk to KNBR. And so his kind of take was that, Purdy did limited work on Wednesday and Thursday, which to me is a little bit disingenuous because he said that Purdy left the field halfway through practice. I would call it an eighth of the way through practice. Thursday is their biggest practice of the week. That's the most serious practice. It's the longest practice. And Purdy basically didn't take part in any of it. He said that Purdy's going to be rehabbing and that hopefully he'll be on the field on Sunday. One thing to keep in mind is that back in 2022, Purdy had his very first start against Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. And, he ended up hurting his ribs that game. And, it was so bad, so painful. He didn't practice at all. He didn't even throw the ball. And this included the warm-up period of the next game, which was a Thursday night in Seattle. He didn't even warm up. What he did get was a shot to the ribs, which dulled the pain and allowed him to play. And he played really well. And they ended up beating the Seahawks that night. And that was when Purdy was an unknown. He was a rookie. He had started exactly one game. And he was still able to not practice at all and come out and look sharp against the Seahawks. So it's all a long way of me saying, I don't think he needs to practice to play on Sunday. He needs to be healthy. The arm needs to be good or the shoulder needs to be good, but him missing practice doesn't necessarily mean he's not going to play in Green Bay.
Yeah, I think I got the gist of it, or I think I felt the gist of it when I asked McCaffrey, you know, he hates talking about injuries, especially his own injuries. And so I didn't know what he was going to say when I said, well, what's it like to be going to such a crucial game with your starting quarterback not practicing? And he was like really direct, like, you know, I've been on teams where the, you know, top guys don't practice all week and then they play on Sunday. It just feels like they're hoping. They're hoping, you know, that Brock can get through it. Probably going to take a painkiller, whatever they're going to do, and just hope he's going to get on that plane tomorrow. They're going to go out there. They're going to see how he feels Saturday. Sunday, it's a 1:30 game, so it's, 3:30 Central Time. He's going to have some extra time, and I will bet you he starts. And then we'll see how it goes. You know, better not take a hit on that shoulder, right? I mean, even, a sack where you land on a shoulder, that might be it. It's going to be touch and go, but I think he's got to play for them to have a chance to win. I kind of threw out a question to Nick Sorensen today. You gone against Brandon Allen, who presumably would be the starter if Purdy can't go, or if Purdy's knocked out, we'll have to go in there. And like, you gone against him as a scout team. What do you think of him? Oh, you know, a lot of good things. Yeah. Good guy. It's like, no, I mean, Nick Sorensen isn't very fluent in the ways you kind of do the PR stuff, right? Everybody's great. You make everybody sound good. He's not very fluent at that, but it really was a brush off. I just like, if the coaching staff was bracing for Brandon Allen to play, I don't think that would have been the answer. I mean, again, sometimes it's not communicated, and Nick Sorensen is not the guy who would be the lead for this kind of stuff, certainly. And Shanahan doesn't want any other assistant talking about his quarterbacks. I realize that, but I just got this, you know, if they were really, really thinking Brandon Allen's going to start, I think it would have been more effusive from Nick Sorensen. That's my guess.
And we got the brush off from Brandon Allen, too. He did come to his locker and then made some flimsy excuse about, hey, I gotta go I gotta go inflate the tires on my car. I'll be back in a minute.
And I missed that.
Never reappeared. So, I mean, I think that the 49ers PR staff was having trouble. You know, everybody needs to get their story straight on this. And I think the 49ers love it when there's a big question mark about a position like that going into Sunday. Because it keeps everybody.
Yeah, part of me was thinking, like, did they just have him throw a few passes in front of us so they could say he was limited? Like, just so they could put that question mark and who knows? And, you know, he's not out. I don't know.
I've never seen a practice like that where it wasn't even the individual period. It was just sort of warm-ups. And the quarterbacks go off by themselves, and they usually just kind of warm up with the coaches and equipment staff. And Purdy was doing a little bit of that, and then that was it. I mean, I've never seen somebody do that minimal a practice. So I don't know if he's just kind of loosening it up, and then he's going into the weight room to do some more different type of rehab or what. But it was a first for me.
It's a question. I think it's a question mark. I think they just don't know. They got some time before Sunday, but he's not going to practice. I mean, and then tomorrow's not really a practice anyway. Even if he can make it back, it's basically kind of a walkthrough before they get on the plane and fly out to Green Bay. So there will be drama. There will be drama Saturday. There'll be drama Sunday. We shall be waiting for all of your tweets, Matt Barrows. I will not be there. I cannot evaluate the kicking game, as you know, I know you count on me to do.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one, too. This is Green Bay.
Jake Moody in Green Bay. But I think Brock Purdy is going to start, would be my guess, and he might be limited. We shall see. No Nick Bosa or Trent Williams on the field today. What do you think there?
I think that the one guy of that trio, Williams, Bosa, Purdy, who has the greatest chance of not playing is Bosa. Mm-hmm. Just because now this injury is on both sides of his body. And he realized against the Seahawks that when he pushes it, it has an impact. You know, he said, let's wait and see. And that's probably right. He probably thought last Wednesday that he might not play against the Seahawks, and he felt better by the end of the week. So I think that all three of those guys are going to be a game time decision. Trent Williams told me after the Seahawks game that he was real close to not playing. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all watched him do his pregame workout, and it was not an impressive workout. He was going one quarter speed out there. And he said that it was very painful, you know, bracing for bull rushes and things like that. He did get a pain killing injection, and that helped. The adrenaline helped, and he got through the game, but he was definitely not 100%. Your left tackle isn't 100%. And your quarterback is nursing a right shoulder injury. There's a lot of ways this game could go wrong on Sunday. You said Purdy can't take a big hit. He's been running a lot more this season than he has in the past. I added it up today. He's the ninth most prolific rushing quarterback in the league. He's rushed the ball 51 times versus 39 in 16 games last year. It's part of their offense now. This is sort of the issue with teams playing lots of press coverage against them. A, the receivers aren't getting open, and B, Purdy sees you know, backs turn to him because the defensive backs are in press coverage and he's taking off. That's an element that might not be at his disposal as much if he is dealing with a shoulder injury.
Here's my unique analysis. With all the stuff going on, the 49ers need McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel to be freaking great. They got to be great, and they have not been great. McCaffrey has admittedly not been his old self in his two games back from his injury. Very critical of himself in the last series. Could have popped one. Deebo was not very effective last week. We know big games, big moments. Kyle Shanahan likes to get the ball to Deebo. Has not really happened a lot this season, and certainly not last week. Those guys got to get the end zone. Like, they got to go to the house. They have not had big plays. Did not have a big play last week. I think 22 yards was the biggest play, and it was to Juwan Jennings, who has been their playmaker. It can't be Juwan Jennings or just Juwan Jennings in this game. I don't think the defense is going to be great with Bosa either out or limited. It hasn't been, had some issues against Geno Smith, obviously, at the end of the game on Sunday. I think they just need to put 30 points on the board somehow, some way, and it's going to be Deebo Samuel and Christian McCaffrey. They're their playmakers. Those are the guys. Go do it. I mean, they'll have Kittle back, so they'll have that chance, but I think it's those two guys. As you catch them, the old Jimmy Garoppolo, right? And then trouble, just throw a 5-yard pass to Deebo and let him make it turn into a 60-yard play. I think they need two or three huge plays from those guys combined, one each and then a bonus one.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I agree with you. The issue is that those plays haven't been available to them this year. I mean, they tried the dump offs to Deebo. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether defenses have just come to expect that. I don't know whether Ayuk not being there has kind of closed things down for Deebo Samuel. I mentioned the increased press coverage that defenses are playing against them. Deebo Samuel does not do well in press coverage. Brandon Ayuk has been their press beater in recent years, and Juwan Jennings is doing a good job in that this year. At least Purdy has a lot of faith in him. But, it's not a throw that Purdy likes to make to Deebo Samuel usually. So they're going to have to do something different, something that they haven't been doing this year in some way, shape, or form. And maybe you're right. Maybe this is the McCaffrey game where he's finally back in rhythm. They will have George Kittle for this game. I think that's a big factor. I think Kittle's absence on Sunday, hurt them in a lot of ways. Explosive plays, runs to the edge. They were terrible with their stretch zone runs, and that's usually something that they're very good at. That's also a defense that the Packers the Packers play the same offense, so that defense should be kind of familiar with those outside runs. So it'll be interesting to see whether they can run against them there. It'll be an interesting game. I mean, backs against the wall, like they haven't had. They certainly didn't have it in the regular season last year, this type of game. You have to go back to 21 and 22. And they usually respond well, but we just haven't seen it from this team yet. So this would be sort of the first game where they really responded to a challenge.
That would be your classic 49ers zigzag. Everyone's ready to toss in the towel, injured, who knows who's going to be there, and then they dig it out. they you know, they find a way to win this game. Maybe guys start getting healthy and they make a run. I don't see it in them. I just like I was a little leery of the Seahawks game too. It's like this team has not shown the ability to just be better than another team. It just has not. The old Barros, a game with resonance, a game that means something. You hadn't really seen it this season. And what makes you think they're going to do it now with everybody hurt and they're going to Green Bay? Not a great Green Bay team. I think Green Bay has like had some issues, but they're winning and they're headed towards the playoffs. Likely, we'll see. I mean, obviously, wild card race, but. If they, this is a big flip race. If the 49ers win it, they are now back on track theoretically to possibly be in the playoffs. If they lose it, they're probably out because you got that Buffalo game coming up. And Green Bay wins it, they're probably in. And Green Bay loses it, they're in some trouble. This is a huge late November game, and the 49ers are going to need to play really great defense to give themselves the opportunity, and then they're going to need maybe get some short fields. And again, like they're going to try have to do stuff they haven't been doing offensively the last few weeks. I will say this with George Kittle out, the Jalen Moore tight end experiment, not successful. That they didn't they moved him to the side. They ran to his side and he never got anything out of it. Did you study the tape on it? Was he getting any kind of blocking as that second tight end?
I think there were seven run plays and they got 25 yards out of those. There was one 11-yarder where he was on the field, but mostly it was either no gain or a very minimal gain. So, yeah, I'm not sure, especially if you're going to be running to the outside. I could see if you were going to do more inside zone where he might be valuable. The other part is that with Trent Williams injured last week in practice, presumably Jalen Moore took all of the left tackle snaps. So, he didn't even practice at tight end or the position that he was playing. I'm still struggling to, figure out the logic of that, given that two other tight ends were in uniform for that game and neither of them played on offense. It's Jake Tonjes and
Braden Willis.
Braden Willis, of course. So we're not talking about Pro Bowlers here, but you would think that they would be first up in the order instead of a 325-pound tackle.
And which the defense knows means you're going to run there, right? That's just like you're not disguised, misdirect, nothing. We're going to run right there. So load up your defense over there, and that's what's going to happen. And 49ers aren't. Sometimes they've been good enough to do that. NFC Championship game against Green Bay Packers would be one of those times. They are not good enough to do it this season. We're just like, we're going to go over there, and we try to dare you to stop us. The teams are going, okay, we dare. You are now stopped, and you are now 2nd and 11. Yeah, this is, big picture. Are you feeling it? I think 49ers are feeling it, that this is now the accumulation of injuries, accumulation of bad losses, accumulation of just this bad moon rising over this team, that this is might be the end of it. Like, this might be how this season ends. I've kind of speculated about that. If they lose in Green Bay, it's probably the end. I think it will feel like the end. Are you kind of getting that vibes, just not say from the locker room, but just from the entire situation?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this is the crossroads game. And I wonder whether Kyle Shanahan welcomes it. Obviously, he doesn't want to go into a game missing his best defensive end, his best tackle, and his quarterback. But I also wonder whether he sort of likes this backs against the wall situation. Everybody always favors the 49ers in games. This is going to be one where they're not. Everybody thinks that they're going to lose. This is a guy who hasn't gotten that punch out of his team. This team has not gotten online like it did last year. So it's sort of, a now or never situation, but it has the potential, if it is now, if they do somehow, some way, find a way to win this game, despite all the odds, it could be something that finally kind of jolts this team into the coherence that it's been missing the first 11 games.
I've been kind of thinking that for a few months now, though, Barros. Like, this is the game where
this is the one.
You know what? I started getting shaky when We know they're good after the break at Tampa, a team that kind of was set up for them to kick down, and they barely survived that. And they could have easily lost that. It's like, this is not the 49er team of 2022, 2023. This isn't 2021, maybe this the closest parallel. It just doesn't feel like the same team. Doesn't mean they're not a good team. Doesn't mean they can't be good next season. It just does not feel like there's the vibe is not there from like we're all trying to connect it to these previous seasons. And I think it's fair because we've seen it from these players and these coaches in that stadium. But that Tampa game and then the Seattle game following it, that kinetic energy does not feel like it's going to happen in the second half. Could be wrong. One game changes it. But I don't – that's just not my feel for what's happening. Right. I think if they do win on Sunday – it might be a little sloppy. It might be like something weird happens. Of course, everything weird happens to this team now in the fourth quarter. And maybe the ball bounces for them instead. Like you could go back to something like everything that possibly could happen wrong in the Arizona game. Like Jordan Mason's fumble. Like I had forgotten about that one until I just thought back. Like he doesn't fumble there, they win that game. The punt return against the Rams. Like the fake punt. Like any one of those things that doesn't happen, they win that game. Maybe one of those things happens. I think it's they're going to take a huge game from McCaffrey and Debo. I'm not going off of that. And it's going to take some kooky thing happening in the fourth quarter. We'll see. Maybe a special teams, great play.
Well, maybe it's a blocked punt that Talanoa Hufanga grabs out of the air and brings into the end zone.
Yeah. They should get Jordan Willis back. Bring him back. Where is he now?
Maybe put Braden Willis in on the block.
Very nice. Very nice. And Patrick Willis could be there cheering from the sideline, too. Well, you got anything else to say about this one? This is a huge game. This is just a huge, huge game. At Lambeau Field, maybe Harbaugh will be out there throwing the ball around without a jacket on like he was before that playoff game. Always remember the coldest freaking game I've ever been at. And also scene of the famous Jim Harbaugh kiss of Matt Barrows' head after they win that game.
Yes, that's true. That happened in 2014. Yeah.
13th season. Yeah, January 14.
I lost all my hair right after that.
big old pucker right there. You just tattooed that on your head. That's how that all happened.
Well, it does not get any easier because as soon as they get back from Green Bay, they start preparing for Josh Allen. And the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo, which is right after Thanksgiving as well. So, it doesn't get any must-winnier in the regular season than Sunday in Green Bay. Like I said, this is the last hurrah. You have to have this game. And I think if they did somehow pull it out, could finally be the spark that ignites something that we've been all waiting for all season.
Supposedly it looks like it's going to be cold, maybe even some snow. I don't know if it's snow forecast for the game.
But oh God, I hope not.
Yeah, I think it's going to be cold.
Let me look right now. Look at the readers inform. I thought it was going to be low 30s, but precip in this game.
Yeah, I think that's right. I just saw cold. But, if it's cold, if there's something happens, if there's any water in the air, it could turn into snow, but moisture is what I'm trying to say. They're not water.
Yeah, it's going to be a high of 46 on Sunday and a low of 33. So probably around kickoff 3:30, the sun's setting in Green Bay at 3:30. It'll be in the low 40s at kickoff and go.
A cold game, good. I think a little different environment kind of like wakes up the energies. Maybe they're fine-tunes them a little bit. I think just a neutral field 49ers versus a good team, I think 49ers lose right now. It just the way this season has unfolded, they've lost in the neutral moments. Like in the coin flip moments this season, they've lost. And, that is not a good recipe to go into Lambeau Field. Maybe a little cold, little weirdness, little slip or slide. Jordan Love starts throwing the ball to the other team. We have seen that happen. He does that a lot. Maybe a pick six, something of that nature. And then they run the ball. And maybe they pull this one off. I don't foresee this all happening, but that might be the recipe for it. All right, Bowers, you got anything else?
That's it. Tune in on Sunday.
Sunday evening, Matt Barrows and I will recap this also, I believe, unless he's too tired to do it. And I don't want to do it. And I got to eat something or something. Who knows? A lot of factors involved in that one. But we'll probably see you again Sunday night or Monday morning. All right. Thanks, everybody.